This is Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
We can do that. 6 o'clock on the nose. What up, girlfriend?
Hello, boyfriend.
Girlfriend. And then Ryan, whatever. Anyway, lots to get to this morning. We had this great idea. Actually, Angie did. Angie is one of the people who works behind the scenes. She's like, we want to give people another chance to get that State of Seeger shirt because we're getting emails from all over the country. We're not exaggerating. We're getting emails and notes on our Facebook pages from all over the country. People want this shirt that you can't get anywhere else. So Angie came up with a great idea. It's what, 7 questions, the quiz? 7 questions, right? If you get all 7 right, and you will if you're a Seeger fan, and then you sign up, you're registered to win
a State of Seeger t-shirt.
How cool is this? Yeah. So all you got to do is text us, of course. The keyword is
State. Yeah. STATE. We'll send you a link right to your phone. You can not do work and play on your phone like everybody else.
A little pop quiz. A little Seeger pop quiz. Get your brain going this morning. So people are asking all everywhere we go. People want to know, how do I get that shirt? That's the easiest way to do it right now. State of Seeger. So just text us, keyword is
State.
Yeah. What's coming up? Sports?
Tigers back in action tonight. We have a winner at the formerly rained out race at MAS. And the NBA playoffs got a little dramatic last night. Mm.
They say the moments we...
CSX, Big Jim's house, R.E.M. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 6:21. Summer of Seeger rolls on. Your next chance coming up at 6:30 to win one of our limited edition State of Seeger shirts. And they qualify. Show number 3 tomorrow night. We're halfway there.
They just keep, it's like so quick.
It is. It is. Because then you kind of think when they first announced the 6 shows, it's kind of spread out over a couple of weeks. You're like, oh, we got to wait. We got to wait. Boom, boom, boom. Just rolling along. Now, if you want to, there's a couple things that are new this morning. We've had people, we mentioned earlier, how do you get just the State of Seeger shirt, which a lot of people want? We can help you out. We've created a quiz. Angie actually did it, but we're taking credit for it because it's radio. That's what we do. So now if all you have to do is text us, of course, the keyword is
State. We send a link to your phone. You take this little quiz and sign up and you go into a drawing for a shirt.
I failed it the first time. I got 6 out of 7.
You are like the biggest Seeger fan I know.
I suck. Yeah, I know. It's not that hard. I just completely blew one of the questions, but you can go back and do it again too. So anyway, State the keyword there. All right. Something else we've been doing is our Bob Seeger Boulevard podcast. We've been having a lot of fun with that. A lot of the stuff. One of my favorite things, just as a little side note, was Brett Michaels when you talked to him.
He was so much fun to chat with about Seeger and just the songs that he would cover, all of that fun stuff.
He went crazy. I was listening to that again, like, oh, dear Lord, he was excited. But the most recent episode, which is up, if you want to hear the whole thing, we'll send it to you. The keyword is
BSB.
Bob Seeger Boulevard. John Records Landecker, an iconic radio DJ in Chicago, who's from here in Ann Arbor and a huge Bob Seeger fan, shared with us these interview clips from 1978. So this is a year after Live Bullet. Bob is just starting to break out all over the country, and he asked him, has success changed anything for you?
Not much, really, because I had a long time to prepare for it, you know? But the best example I can give you is, like, when Ramblin' Gamble Man came out, you know? When myself, my manager, and the band that I had at that time, we were completely unprepared for success, you know? We were just sort of blown away by it, you know, by all the things that went along with it, you know, the heavy touring and all that stuff. And this time, when we finally started to get some action, you know, on Beautiful Loser and stuff, I think the guys in this band had all been through it.
Cool. Yeah. So you're with Bob Seeger in 1978 in Chicago. I think it was Chicago Stadium. Sitting there down in the basement talking to John Landecker. Again, that entire interview... You want to listen to it? There's so much there. We'll send it to you. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
15
years.
It's the summer of Seeger in Big Jim's house.
Oh, we got homesick for Lincoln Park. Imagine.
Only on 94.7 WCSX.
6:30 on the nose, and we want you to be part of Summer of Seeker.
We need to call our 31 now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. We're going to sort you out with a exclusive State of Seeker t-shirt, and you're in the running for tickets for tomorrow night. What show is that? Three?
Number three. Yeah, number three tomorrow night, yes. Now, we're going to pick a show winner randomly at the end of the show today. So your odds are really good. Your odds, actually, once you get through and win, are 1 in 8 to get tickets for tomorrow night's show. So
that's not bad.
Get on it. Now, there's also a secret contest. If you haven't done that, all you got to do is text us. The keyword is
S-O-S,
which stands for Summer of Seeger. Or Summer of Seegrams if you're drinking in the parking lot.
That's a good idea.
Right, yeah. Love this tone. Summer of Seeger, it's Big Jim's House, 94.7 WCL. CSX Big Jim's House, 641. We got to get a winner for our Summer of Seeger. Stephanie in Flat Rock, how you doing?
How are you? I'm doing great.
Nice.
Congratulations, you're caller 31. You have the exclusive State of Seeger shirt, and you're in the running for the tickets for show number 3 tomorrow night at Pine Knob.
Seeger was my first concert when I was 12, so this is awesome.
Wait a minute. You saw Seeger when you were 12?
Yeah.
With your parents or a sister? Or how did that work?
Three sisters and two nephews.
And they took you to see Seeger when you were 12. Aaron's first concert was?
Yep. With my sister was AC/DC.
Nice.
That would have been nice too, yeah.
I don't want to be a topper, but my first concert was Kenny Rogers with my mom. Woo! Lady! Hey, it was her birthday. I mean, you know.
I like Kenny Rogers, too, but Seeger tops that all the way.
You're damn right. All right. Hey, Stephanie, hold on. Ryan's going to get your info. CSX Big Jim Cross 653. Big Jim, Aaron B. Producer Ryan. What's going on the roads this morning, Aaron?
We have our usual delays because of construction. Of course, southbound 75 from Baldwin all the way down to Square Lake, that whole construction zone there. But now we have a crash right there at Chrysler Drive that's causing a little bit of a problem as well.
All right. The next movie up in the big movies, you know, summer, we always have what's next. That's Toy Story 4 coming out in 10 days, actually. Already getting a lot of buzz. I see what I did there. Anyway, but some of the voice
John
work.
And beyond. Sorry.
No, you have to. Keanu Reeves, who's everywhere. John Wick 3, he rides motorcycles. He doesn't put his hand on women when he takes pictures. He just holds it next to him so no one can say he's doing anything. That's the latest thing. He's that smart. He's everywhere. He's the coolest dude in the world. He's even in Toy Story 4. He's a new Canadian stuntman named Duke Kaboom.
That's a cute name.
Yeah, it's like a Canadian Evel Knievel. Now, you got to see this. We have it. Do we have the clip, too, up there, Ryan? We have the clip as well? From the actual movie they released. We'll send it to you, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
Toy, T-O-Y.
Did we put a warning on this? We should have put a warning on this. Because you will sit there and spend a lot of time watching Keanu Reeves do voice work. Well, they even have him... And this is really Keanu Reeves doing Duke Kaboom in the recording session. And you're going to hear one of the engineers talking to him.
Ha! Ha! Yes! Look who jumped 40 school buses and landed back into my life.
Hi, Duke.
Who's the cowboy?
Duke, meet Woody. Woody, meet?
Duke Kaboom, Canada's greatest stuntman. Huh. Oh, yeah. Ha. Ha. Yes.
Huh?
Hold on. One more. Oh, yeah.
That's, I'm telling you, man. CSX Big Jim's House, 721. Summer of Seeger rolls on. Your next chance coming up in less than 10 minutes to win that State of Seeger shirt and then a pair of tickets, qualify for a pair of tickets for Wednesday's show number 3.
That was such a timely song, wasn't it?
Under pressure. You nervous, Ryan?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're about to rip off hair from my arms.
No, we're doing research. We found the story in the Daily Mail. Her name's Kiara Sturton. She's from Glasgow, Scotland. She recently glued her arm to her body. She was waxing her armpits when she forgot the wax was still hot and wet. She was unable to lift her arms once the glue hardened. She eventually freed herself. Now, if you want to see the whole story, we'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is...
wax.
So we had an idea, and really, this is science. This is science, right, Aaron? This is what we're doing.
A little bit.
Okay. As a guy, and Ryan, 28 years old, our tough millennial producer, this is a super former tough. Jock, super tough guy. So to his left, we have Aaron with one of those giant wax strips that you've put on his forearm horizontally. Is that right? Is that the way to do it?
I followed the instructions.
She did, which she read 15 minutes ago, which is reassuring. And then Angie is on Ryan's right. You ready, Ange?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to find out if, just like this lady had to remove the wax after it froze to her armpit, can Ryan handle having arm hair removed? We're on Facebook Live, by the way, Big Jim's House, WCSX, that one?
Yes, we are.
I'm going to turn the mic all the way up. Here we go. We're going to test this theory out. If you guys, you guys ready?
Do it both at the same time.
Yeah, you ready?
Ready.
One.
One.
Two.
Three.
Oh! Oh, God! You could see.
Oh! It ripped some off, but some of the wax is still stuck on. How do I get that off?
That, we have to do it again. We have to do it again, Ryan. We have to go back there and do it again. Aaron's going to Is it really burning?
Oh, sorry.
That's what it says to do.
Are you doing this as like a radio bit, or does it seriously hurt that much?
No, this one does. Well, now it's worse because it's... Right.
All right, at least that works.
Oh, my God. That one, Aaron, did hurt so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold it to the camera, show everybody. Good Lord. It looks like
Aaron,
a throw rug. Aaron got more hair than you did, Ange? Okay.
You
got
to go the other direction.
But
okay.
He goes, it's like a baby's butt. Ooh. Well, the box says. Ooh.
So we learned that our producer, Ryan, is not as tough as Kiara Sturton from Glasgow, Scotland, who, after the glue hardened, eventually freed herself.
Oh.
That's a lot of hair.
Oh, my gosh.
I got little dots of blood.
No, you don't.
I got one.
All right.
That's a lot.
You're being dramatic.
He is. If you want to see the video, well, it's on our Facebook Live right now. And then, of course, we'll share that a little bit. But if you want to read the rest of the story, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
wax.
Be totally honest. That made you really happy to do that, didn't it?
A little bit.
Hey, congrats, Holly in Waterford. She won our State of Summer of Seeger. She won the State of Seeger shirt, and then she's qualified for the tickets for show number 3 tomorrow night. We'll do that again at 8:30. But now, Aaron. Normally, this time of the morning, we do something for the families. But this time, we want to help out Mom and the kids to get something cool for Dad. And this is right in his Father's Day wheelhouse.
It's a pair of tickets to see ZZ Top and Steve Miller at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater Freedom Hill. A pair of tickets to the Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Detroit Golf Club. That'll be on Thursday, June 27th. You can actually purchase your tickets at rocketmortgageclassic.com. We'll take caller 31 now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX.
We have, if you've never been to a golf tournament, by the way, and it's such a huge deal to have this here in the city of Detroit. We have a little sound if you're wondering what it's like when the golfers are playing. You got to listen closely.
Four!
Fine shot.
Oh! I should have yelled two.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. I was just reading a story. I had to go find it real quick. Sebastian Bach issued an open invitation to Skid Row's original members to join him on his new tour that he's going to go out on the road. Just played 18 of Life, obviously. Rob Afuso, one of the original band members, is going to join him.
Isn't
that kind of cool?
I would be there with my big hair.
There you go. Yeah. You've yet to share your updo pictures. We need to see those. 7:51. Beautiful day in the Motor City here. State of Seeger rolls on here. And our Summer of Seeger, those State of Seeger shirts people have been asking about. Real quick note, if you want to get them, there's another way. Take a quiz. We have a 7-question Bob Seeger quiz that is awesome. Angie put together. We'll send you the link, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
state.
People from all over the country have been sending us notes about this. I have a question for you.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I ate blank. 248-398-WCSX. You're welcome to join this conversation. The reason I mention this, you know like when you're sitting around with your kids and all of a sudden something random comes out? That's the most fun about having kids. Things just get blurted out. You go, wait a minute, what? We were talking about eating weird stuff growing up. And our son, Adam, told us that when he was little, like 6, 7 maybe, he would steal the chapstick out of his mom's purse and go hide behind the couch and eat the chapstick.
Not the black ones, though, right?
He ate them all.
Really?
He'd eat chapstick, man. He loved it. He said he loved him some chapstick. He would eat an entire tube of chapstick. Just sit there and gnaw on it.
But I could see the cherry ones because they smelled good.
So, Aaron, when you were a kid, you ate?
Well, I talked about how my cousin Nicholas and I sat on the kitchen floor and ate the milk bones that day. But then I can recall eating glue sticks in like the first grade. And I think a note got sent home to my mom at one point.
Your daughter Erin's eating too many glue sticks.
I used to eat the glue sticks. I don't know why.
Seriously?
I think they smelled good.
I ate a Gaines burger once when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I ate a Gaines burger. Remember those little dog food things that looked like hamburgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandma gave one to her dog, Coco, and it looked really good, so I took a bite of it.
Well, that's the thing. They looked good.
Yeah, so it's not my fault. Anyway, 248-398-9279. Let me ask our 28-year-old here, Ryan. Ryan, what'd you eat, man?
I used to eat a ton of stuff weird, but the one that comes to mind was I used to like to try different tree barks.
What?
He's tree, right? He's nodding. You eat a tree bark? You ate trees. All right. Well, we just killed that topic in less than 60 seconds. When I was a kid, I ate blank. When I was a kid, I ate blank. Or your kids, too. 248-398-9279. It's our studio number. The reason we're talking about this is my son Adam told me that he ate chapstick when he was little. We were just sitting around talking one night. We were on the patio, and he just brought it up. And then you told us that you ate what when you were a little kid?
I ate milk bones with my cousin Nicholas. And then I ate glue sticks in the first grade.
Aren't you guys listening to Love It? You're finding out so much about us. And if that's not weird enough, our producer Ryan, our 28-year-old millennial here, just told us that he ate tree bark when he was a little kid on various trees.
He prefers a nice birch.
Is that what it is? Yeah. That's not what they mean by an oaky finish. Tony, now, when I was a kid, wait a minute, what'd your sister eat?
My older sister ate Elpo out of the can.
Oh, a wet dog food?
Grabbed a can of dog food, Elpo, grabbed a fork, sat on a couch. I said, what are you doing? I was a baby at the time. I looked at my mom, I go, dog food? That's what she ate.
Oh.
Dog food, dog biscuits, and she even had some...
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan, 822. Summer of Seeger continues. Coming up next, your chance to win one of our State of Seeger shirts and tickets for show number...
3, and that's tomorrow night at Pina.
Okay, so we'll do that for you. If you want to, there's a couple chances. We're going to give you a couple keywords here real quick. The first one is SOS. That's for Summer of Seeger. It's another opportunity for you to win tickets. It's a Seeger contest. But if you just want the shirt... And we've been getting emails and posts on our Facebook page from all over the country. People want this State of Seeger shirt. There's another way to do that.
All that you need to do is text the keyword state, STATE, to the same number you call, 248-398-9279. We send you a link. You do this really cool quiz that our web goddess, Angie, put together, yep. And you can win a shirt that way as well.
Okay, you guys got it? All right, cool. Summer of Seeger coming up next. Hang with us here at CSX. We were just sitting here talking in the studio, and we kind of carried it over on the air. When I was a kid, I ate blank. My son told me, we were sitting on the patio, that when he was little, he would eat chapstick. He would take it out of Kathy's purse and just eat chapstick. Cherry, whatever flavor. I've confessed on the radio this morning that I ate Gaines burgers when I was a little kid because they looked like hamburgers. They were little wrappers.
I get that, though.
Yeah, when you're little, my grandma would feed them to Coco and they look good. We had liver for dinner or a Gaines burger. I'm going for the Gaines burger first. I'm not eating liver and onions. I wouldn't do that. You ate...
I ate milk bones at one point with my cousin, and then I ate glue sticks in the first grade. I remember a note coming home. But then I was telling you, I was trying to remember the kid in our neighborhood that used to eat dirt all the time. You always have that one kid in the neighborhood that eats dirt.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know, but I want to say his name was John, but I don't remember who it was.
Dirty John. Is there a Dirty John? Does anyone know a John in Mount Clemens who ate dirt? 248-398-9279. Margie, now, hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good. So when I was a kid, I ate blank.
Newspaper.
Like a lot of it, or would you just tear off little bits and pieces of it?
I would just tear off little bits and pieces, and then my dad complained, hey, what happened to that classified ad?
Gone.
You just nibble at the newspaper.
Yep.
You now, if you get constipated, you know you'd have to eat. Reader's Digest. That is so stupid. All right.
How long did it go on, though, Margie?
I don't know. I was really young.
Is your favorite Seeger song Turn the Page? Okay. I'm pretty sure we're done here. Margie, you're awesome. Thanks for listening in the morning.
Okay. Thanks for being on. I love it.
Bye. .7 WCSX, Detroit's Classic Rock, Big Jim's House, 850. couple issues on the road this morning, Aaron.
We do have a couple problems. 696 westbound at Woodward, we have a crash that's just moved off to the shoulder, but you're already slow through that stretch. And then westbound 696, just after Orchard Lake Road, this is a big one. Right lane, right shoulder. Looks like it might be moving into that middle lane as well.
Our buddy Joe Warren, we were keeping track of him last week, walking from Macon Township to Grand Rapids to raise money for Neighbors United, a charity he had started to help out firefighters who are dealing with cancer, which has just become a huge problem in the firefighting community. And he was going to walk 140 miles. We check in with him during the day last week. Well, he's done. We want to find out how it went. So we got Joe on the phone here. All right, Joe, so what's the total, man?
We believe after all the cash and Facebook money and PayPal money's deposited, we should be north of $18,000.
Nice.
Incredible. Well done.
Now, Neighbors United, you had told us last week, too, that the number one killer of firefighters in the country is cancer because of the materials you guys are exposed to as firefighters.
That is correct. It is now cancer is now the number one killer of firefighters due to all the carcinogens in the fires and the exhaust fumes that we're breathing in on a daily basis.
Isn't that crazy? And all this money that you're doing, I know we said 80% of this will go directly to the families battling this disease. So
we actually found two families during the walk that we will be donating to.
You're awesome.
That's what I was going to ask you, Joe. Like, while you're doing this walk, if people were aware of what you were doing, did they come out and greet you on the actual course?
Yeah, it was amazing. The walk itself was very inspirational, emotional, spiritual. Every emotion that ran through your body happened on this walk. People were coming out of everywhere, shaking your hand, thanking you, hugging you. I met hundreds of people, not just firefighter-wise, but individuals who had lost somebody to cancer, and they were thanking us for what we were doing as a team.
Proud of you, man. Everybody in the Motor City was pulling for you, and we're so glad you hit your goal as well.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys and your listeners. That was big support. It kept me going. After that first day of walking, I didn't know by 3 a.m. if I was going to get up and continue walking. And without all the support of all the people, it really did keep me going.
You're amazing. Joe Warren, all right, man, we'll keep in touch with him. He's not done, though. You can still contribute now that he's done it. Just because he made the walk and he hit his goal doesn't mean you can't pitch in. We still have the link up, right, Aaron?
We do. If you want to find out more information, just text the keyword WALK to 248-398-9279. We'll send you a link.
And go watch some of the videos of him as well with Neighbors United, some of the stuff and the people coming up to him. It's absolutely amazing. Hang with us. State of Seeger continues. Our Summer of Seeger. We'll do that again. TSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jam, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Now, when you gave birth, how long were you in labor?
I think like 22 hours.
There's a lady in Petersburg, Michigan, who did it in significantly less. And when I say significantly less, 3 minutes.
What?
There's a reason behind this, too. And what she did, that's only the tip of the baby iceberg. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Summer of Seeger continues. Your next chance coming up in less than 10 minutes. We'll do that. We'll play a Bob Seeger song. You can get one of those State of Seeger shirts.
And you're in the running to win tickets to see show number 3 at Pine Knob tomorrow night, so stick around for that.
Yeah, we'll do the drawing. Actually, we'll do that off air at the end of the show, so it's your last chance for those. Okay. It showed up in Monroe, Michigan News. Sarah Seegert, Petersburg, Michigan, recently gave birth to a baby girl on her living room floor.
Okay.
Sometimes it happens. You can't make it to the hospital. We get that. We've heard these before.
Well, yeah, no, my mom almost had my brother in the kitchen.
While she was cooking dinner?
Probably.
Like in that Monty Python movie? So she gave birth in 3 minutes without medical assistance or any support.
God bless her.
She woke up with contractions and thought she had time to take a shower before leaving for the hospital. When the baby started coming, she laid towels on the floor, gave birth in 3 minutes. She was quiet because she didn't want to wake up her other kids. Her mother arrived, they woke up the other kids, and then went to the hospital. This woman is a badass.
Yeah, she's a boss. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go have a baby. Don't wake up the kids. You got it. No problem.
You know what, though? They say, like, the more kids you have, like, the easier labor becomes at a certain point, too. Maybe that's why my mom almost had my brother on the kitchen floor, because there's a whole lot of us.
3 minutes and not waking up the kids? I wake up the neighborhood if I get a splinter.
That's crazy.
The splinter or the baby thing in 3 minutes?
The baby thing in 3 minutes, Jim.
Yeah. I mean, she gave birth in 3 minutes, but she's never had kidney stones before.
Let's not have that conversation today.
You guys want to trigger Erin? It's all you have to do is bring that up. Okay. Summer of Seeger coming up next. Erin will ask to solicit because she's going to break my fingers in a second. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Erin, Dave, producer Ryan, wrapping up the show. Julene is coming in next. Erin, we were just teasing this that if you want to get one of those Theta Seeger shirts, which we get asked about all the time, there is another way.
Yes, we do have a secret contest that I'm telling you about, so I guess it's not really a secret anymore. You
right.
can just text the keyword SOS to the same number you call, all one word. Or we have a little Seeger trivia quiz for you Big Bob fans. All that you need to do is text the keyword state. It's going to send you 7 questions, and you can also win one of those t-shirts that way as well.
Got it. So SOS for the Summer of Seeger. That's another way to win tickets for the show. And state, if you just want to get your hands on one of those shirts, STATE. We'll send you the Seeger trivia. And you should be a reasonably smart Seeger fan. Nothing too hard, but you should be able. And reasonably smart people should be the only ones allowed on airplanes, right?
I would think so.
You would hope so. I read the story, and I'm still not buying the validity of this. Real quick before we wrap it up, I wanted to touch on this.
Okay.
A passenger in Pakistan on an international flight recently opened an emergency exit door instead of the bathroom. They claim they were trying to open the bathroom door. The emergency chute activated, inflated on the ground. They spent hours on the tarmac. It cost the airline anywhere between $6,000 and $30,000 to restow the emergency chute.
You know, that is incredibly believable to me, just based off of my world travels and places that I have been and people I've encountered. So I'm not shocked by that.
I have never been on an airplane that the bathroom door looked like the emergency exit door. Where did they think the bathroom was? On the outside of the plane?
They probably had never even seen an airplane before. That's my point.
It's a big tube that when you walk down, you can see it.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't have an outhouse stapled to the side of it.
Look, I sat on a plane in Egypt with a guy who brought a goat on the plane and didn't understand that you can't bring goats on the plane. And then I was on a flight from Ethiopia and watched a woman look at a muffin. You know how they give you like the box lunches?
Yeah.
In the muffin paper cup, and didn't realize that you have to peel the paper away before you eat the muffin, and ate the whole thing, including the paper. So that story does not shock me.
Well, there you go. Really, all you have to do, though, is open up the emergency door and throw those people out. Throw out the goat, the muffin, all of them.
The guy who thought that was the bathroom.
All right, there you go. Who are we saying hi to this morning?
We are saying hello to our Workforce City of the Week, which is Belleville. Denny's Barbershop on Main Street in Belleville. Marlene and her team always rock out with WCSX, so thank you so much. Happy haircutting today, peeps.
Like you were ripping off hair, Ryan, today, watching on our Facebook page. Oh, we're done. Lord. Julene is coming in next tomorrow. What would you do Wednesday? Revolves around a door. Really?
It revolves around a door.
It does. Literally revolves around a door. We'll get into that as well. Battle of the Burbs will be doing that as well to join us in our sweet Saturday out of Jimmy John's Field and the Summer of Seeger. A lot going on. Go out and enjoy this beautiful weather. Don't open emergency doors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.